I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. The Dayton Ballet will perform Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker this weekend at the Schuster Center with new choreography by the Dayton Ballet's artistic director, Brandon Ragland.
What's new about this Nutcracker is basically everything. The sets, costumes, the choreography, all are brand new. It's the creative team that I've been working with has been great to come up with a reimagined version. So what that means is the choreography is still true to the classical ballet vocabulary. The storyline is still the same. We just put little bits of twist in there. So for instance, instead of the land of sweets, we journey into the land of time. So audience members that come to see the Nutcracker will see that we're basing a lot of the Act Two dances throughout time instead of representing a land of sweets. So the music is all still the same for that section, but I'm calling them different names. Instead of the Spanish dance or the Arabian dance, like Arabian, it's going to be called Timeless Scent because it's going to be based off a perfume bottle that Drosselmeyer gives to the Stahlbaums in Act One. So a lot of the dances represent gifts or toys that the party parents and the party kids receive in the first act. You see those come back into play in the second act. So making the connection there. And then another difference is that I have split Clara into two roles. There's a younger Clara and then there's an older Clara that takes place in Act Two. So again, playing with this idea of time and whether they're living in or outside of time, if this is still all a dream in Clara's head, is she taking herself through time, is something that I wanted to explore.
Or is she remembering it as an adult?
Exactly, yeah.
What's the set like this time?
Act One is based on early 1900s Art Nouveau. That's the inspiration that Raise Up, the scenic designer, had talked about. So it's very much Art Nouveau in the first act. And then the second act takes place inside of a clock. So you'll see kind of cogs. And you'll see the clock face, which is backwards, to kind of represent us being inside of the clock looking out. So yeah, it's going to be a very fun, fresh, vibrant production. I'm really excited for audiences to see it.
That sounds really fun, and I'm having visions of the opening credits of The Twilight Zone or something as I'm imagining you talk about that.
Yeah, I'm very interested and very excited to get the audience's feedback and their reactions. Nutcracker is such a beloved classic. It serves as a nostalgic piece for families in general. I love the Nutcracker. I was so happy I was able to create a brand new production. I've always wanted to choreograph my own production of the Nutcracker. So it's definitely been a wonderful experience. And then collaborating with the scenic designer and the costume designer, and we're going to be using projections. So we have someone who's our projection designer working in all of these different aspects to make the production come to life and give it a different twist is really exciting.
So even though the Nutcracker is a tradition, this truly is a world premiere production.
Absolutely, yeah.
And of course, the music is played live by the DPO.
Yes, yeah, so again, that's also been a wonderful part of the collaboration. Neil has been in the studios going over tempos with me, and he's expressed his excitement about the different versions and how it plays into the music and the dynamics and the tempo. So that's all been very exciting. The beautiful thing about Nutcracker, what I encourage people to do is to come and experience something new, something refreshed. I think within the tradition and the holiday experience, it's always wonderful to come back to something that you are familiar with, but that is a little different. It keeps it fresh. It keeps it lively. It keeps you guessing. You're not quite sure what you're going to get with this one.
Dayton Ballet Artistic Director Brandon Ragland. The Dayton Performing Arts Alliance production of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker is this weekend at the Schuster Center. Get more information at daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.